Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are true stories,
sent in by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
What's up, gabbers?
Hey, guys. Think of a wonderful thought.
Now, I don't want you guys to go into this episode thinking we're going to totally trash on people. Maybe the opposite. But maybe also that.
We're just going to highlight both sides of the argument here.
We definitely have been guilty of Disney adult behavior.
And making fun of some of them.
Yeah. So it's going to be very middle of the road. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah. We are.
Don't stress out. We won't offend you too much.
In case you haven't guessed yet, we are talking Disney adults today. Mm-hmm. It's a hot topic. And one of the reasons it came up was because we talked about it in an episode in the past, but Britt and I both went to Disney World recently. It was kind of crazy. Didn't plan to be there at the same time. Ended up being there one day, like overlapping. So it was fun because we just spent one day
with the kids and we were
morning to night. Yeah, it was really fun. But as we were there, Britt goes, Allison, it's so weird because we didn't grow up going to Disney a ton. We went to Disney World
when I was like a junior in high school.
Yeah, so I was in about ninth grade.
And then We went mostly like as high school people.
Yeah, we went in with a drill team to Disneyland.
Yeah.
So anyway, but Britt was like, I remember when we did go, seeing just families and kids everywhere. Like that was
that was what it was designed. That's what the commercial shows
to be. core memory is that commercial that was before a lot of movies. The brothers.
Are you being serious right now, Allison? I was literally going to bring this commercial
up. You were?
Up. It must have popped up on when both of, like, our feeds.
Larry, you're going to love it, Larry.
Okay, do you guys recall?
What child is named Larry?
I know.
At some point.
4-year-old is named Larry. Larry. It's got to be a family name. Grandpa Larry.
But that is like
his legacy is living on.
That's a core memory for me because it is supposed to be catered towards children. And Britt was like, Allison, I have seen so many adults sans children. Like,
absolutely.
Without kids. And
we were like the exception.
Yeah, Britt felt like we were the exception. Britt felt like, I see more people without kids than I do with kids. What is going on? It was kind of how this spurred into this, you know, whole episode topic.
Do I need to play that commercial?
Yeah.
The first thing you gotta remember about Disney World is to pace yourself.
True.
This is a mistake that a lot of first timers make.
Or fifth timers.
Unbelievable rides and cool stuff to do. If you try to do it all at once, you'll be sleeping like a baby by lunchtime.
I wish.
Number two, don't eat right before you go on Mr. Toad's wild ride. Number three, I know he's only this big on TV, but in real life, Goofy could be the dad.
And they're packing the suitcase, right?
Yes, they're packing the suitcase. They've been lugging it up the stairs.
You're gonna love this place, Larry. It really brings out the kid in you.
There's never been a better time.
So it must have popped up on like both of our feeds. Someone like put this on some page.
I don't remember what sparked it for me.
Yeah, it's supposed to be for kids, but with the amount of adults only that we were seeing there was astronomical. We were the exception in the line with six little ones.
Here's my theory. Okay. So obviously Disneyland is older than us, but when my mom was growing up, she went one time, one time to Disneyland.
Yeah.
It was like this big thing you worked up to. You maybe did it once.
Yeah.
It was very rare until about our generation that people were going repeatedly
every year.
And so it became part of their childhood, and now they're adults, and that's what takes them back to their childhood. They're like, that's
a lot
what
of,
heals them.
So I'm saying there's a lot of inner child healing happening at Disneyland
for these people. But what I get frustrated with, and I was telling Britt this after she was saying, you know, there's so many more adults here than there are children. I said, you know what frustrates me though is a lot of these adults are acting annoyed that there are children here. And I'm like, this literally is a place for children, regardless of regardless of the statistics here of how many adults there are. This
I'm literally riding on a
Dumbo,
on a slinky.
Yeah.
Through a game land.
So if you're going to be mad that like a little child bumps into you, if you're going to be mad about a stroller, I was more mad at the Jazzies, if I'm being honest. So many Jazzies. And then I'd see them pop up real quick to get a churro.
My gosh.
Or a snack. They seemed very able-bodied at that point. But
the amount
then
of times that I wished I had a Jazzy. Think of a wonderful thought. Jazzy. My feet were killing.
I would fake it some kind of injury to get on one of those. And everybody in the family like hangs their crap on it. So mm-hmm. they then it's like even bigger. The jazzy is even
double
bigger.
Double wide jazzy.
And I got nipped in the heels by a jazzy and I was mad, like the Achilles, you know? And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have eyes in the back of my head. Mm-hmm. And then I had someone be like, yeah, but the strollers, and I had a double wide stroller mm-hmm. and my youngest is 5 and I mm-hmm. still brought a stroller.
You're one of those people, huh?
Yep. But you know what? I feel like I can justify pushing a 5-year-old around.
Yeah.
Like I said, a lot of these people looked like they were faking it. And then I would try to go find a place to park said stroller.
And the jazzies were
there? The jazzies were in the way. Like I had a real bone to pick with the jazzies. And it's kind of like that thing where the people who really need it, then they're like, great, I'm getting a bad rap because this guy over here, uh-huh. he just doesn't want to walk.
It's the grocery store all over again.
Yeah. So I'm sorry if you've had to ride a jazzy at Disney World and it's been legit or Disneyland. Mm-hmm.
This is not intended for you.
No. And when we went for drill team, I think we talked about this. We had a girl sprain her ankle at the dance competition. We had all agreed that we were going to stay all together because we were all seniors. So we're like, all the seniors, we're going to stay together all day. And we were like, oh man, this girl, she's really holding us back because she's hobbling around. And we're like, this is our one day. We had one day.
Quasimodo back here.
What are we going to do with her? And so we all were like, let's rent a wheelchair. She's like, I don't want to pay to rent a wheelchair. We all chipped in and rented her.
This is affecting our experience so much.
No, really. And then, but we felt like jerks leaving her. So right. We all chipped in like $10 or whatever, rented mm-hmm. a wheelchair and then pushed her around. Best decision we ever made. You get to the front of the line. Uh-huh. I mean, and then listen, I know there's people with like disabilities that are like probably like, what the heck? She literally was like.
She had a broken ankle or twisted or yeah, whatever.
Yeah, she had like a brace on and ice and we were like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We don't want to leave her, but man, we don't want to miss our day. And we would all like Space Mountain. I remember just whipping right up there.
And that line so long.
And then the guy was right there with the wheelchair to put her right in. And I was like, I get it. I get why people are faking this. Not all people. I get why some people are faking this. So anyway, that was kind of spurred us wanting to talk mm-hmm. about Disney. And people have hot takes mm-hmm. and hot feelings about Disney.
Well, you know how you were saying, like, this is a lot of inner child healing mm-hmm. that people are doing. So there's so many Disney adults. So when I was looking at the comment section when mm-hmm. that video got posted, I mean, people were like, I was so jealous of those boys. I was taking care of my dad who was drinking in the corner. Like, they were, like, really unleashing their childhood trauma right. in comparison to these sweet boys from the 90s
yeah.
who were just prepping for Disney and getting psyched.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? So this is why people go to Disney as adults over yeah. and over and over because they're like, I never got to be those boys.
Yeah.
And now I do.
They're like, and I am an adult now with adult money.
Yes.
And I want to a churro.
I really think that's like the root of it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
And if they are, you know, dinks, you know what a dink is? Double income, no kids.
Okay. Now I do. I remember. my mom's laughing in the corner.
That's what they call so them. Ridiculous. I did not coin that term. I wish I did, but... That's what they call people. Yes. Double income, no kids. Then they really can go hog wild at Disney
and
because
get all the
snacks.
The snacks and
all the ears, all the sweatshirts, yeah, uh-huh. all the things. And so they're sitting there going, like, hey, I don't have kids, but I'm gonna go and be the kid I wanted to be.
Yeah. Back when I was 9 years old
and with my real job money.
Yeah.
You know? But I did laugh at this because, you know, there's also been a lot of hot takes on Disney. And I love the classic Disney movies, but mm-hmm. I even took a class in
college.
They're
like not so PC.
Yeah, I took a class in college that like dissected what the messages that kids mm-hmm. get. Oh, yeah. And mm-hmm. I mean, we attacked Beauty and the Beast, you know. Yeah. And I saw that somebody sent us the funniest video. I'll try to remember to post it. That was this grandma and she's from another country. So she probably wasn't like that much into Disney. So she's watching it now as like a... through the lens of being like an older woman. Uh-huh. And she's like talking about Beauty and the Beast. She's like, she's with an abuser. Like, she's with an abuser. He locked her up. He didn't feed her. He didn't let her see her family. And we're supposed to be happy.
He's isolating her.
Yeah, he's isolated. We're supposed to be happy about this, you know? And so I did take a college.
He's changing. She can fix him.
That's what like my college class right. said. Was yes. like, what are we teaching little girls? Like, mm-hmm. oh, but even though he's aggressive and mean and treats mm-hmm. you badly, doesn't let you see
and
your family.
It was his own dang fault he's in this position.
Yeah, you can change his heart if mm-hmm. you just love him, you know, or whatever. And so anyway, but this
here's
meme.
The thing. I watched Beauty and the Beast so many times. Went to the musical on when Broadway mm-hmm. came to Seattle.
Yeah.
And I am not with an abuser.
Right.
And so
you turned out okay.
Yes.
But this meme that popped up, because, you know, our phones are listening to us, it's fine. It actually comes in clutch when we need content.
It's handy. If they're going to do it, you might as well be helpful.
Right. It says, I don't care about Disney lying about my Prince Charming. I'm more mad about forest creatures and their unwillingness to clean my house.
It's been a big disappointment.
That's been the biggest disappointment.
I know. I got those chickens in the back. They're not even laying eggs right now.
No, mine too. So, Britt, before we get started, why don't you share a
someday you'll laugh about this moment? Okay. Well, just this morning, the grocery pickup guy was coming in hot.
How so?
Well, lately, a lot of times they give you like a PR or a QR code.
PR code. For those public relations people.
He was trying to be, let me just tell you. Because... yeah, he's like, if you could give me a review, that would be so great. It really helps us. There's my name. And he's like, but if it's a bad one, just say Maggie. I don't like her. And she also works here. I was like, oh, okay.
What's
and I mean,
the I'm like, tea he was on Maggie?
He was like,
this is when you say, Britt, while we're talking about reviews.
Oh, you should listen to my podcast.
You should listen to my podcast and give us a review
on our PR code.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
No, I don't want to give that kind of message to this guy because, to Jonathan.
You don't want him scratching your back?
No, because, he was like, so here's the code and here's my name, and joking around like, okay, if you don't like it, then it's Maggie. That's my name. And then he's like, by the way, beautiful eyes. And I'm like, he was laying it on thick.
He was buying his review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, listen.
Compliments.
I knew that he was full of crap that second because
you have beautiful eyes.
Oh, well, that's really nice. But I just don't feel like those are my standout feature.
Okay.
I feel like, okay, compliment.
Brit's like, maybe my smile.
Yeah, my smile would be just more of an obvious target. I'm not trying to toot my own teeth, but they're more noticeable than my eyes. So I just knew he had that one in his back pocket ready to give to whatever single gal, not single, but someone who shows up by themselves.
Yeah.
Who maybe looks mid-30s and needs a pick-me-up.
Yeah.
You know?
So what did you say? Just thanks and walk away?
I just said thanks and I was like, okay, that's my new, he's full of crap.
Well, did you ever hear about what happened to me at the grocery pickup line? It was like polar opposite of that.
What, he's like, you have terrible eyes? You should wear sunglasses.
Wow, those things are really piercing me. So I went and I had done a grocery pickup and I had ordered like NyQuil or DayQuil on there, cold medicine.
Don't drink this while you're driving,
ma'am. And he said... okay, so I'm going to need to see your ID. And then he stopped and looked up and goes, never mind. And he goes, I can clearly tell you're over 21.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like,
let me tell you the review you're getting on that QR code.
Hey, listen, whoa, man, whoa. You could just, I said this, you could just humor me and ask to see it anyway. And he's like, well, sorry, I just
would it
am
kill
saying,
you?
I was just trying
Davey?
To, he's like, I was just trying to save you the hassle when I can tell you're over 21. Uh-huh. And I was like, got it. Noted.
Oh,
listen, guys, I am not an ageist and I am not anti-aging, like an anti-aging person. I recognize I'm not going to look 21 when I'm 31. Like, and I'm not 31, but at the time I was. I shouldn't.
Right,
I shouldn't.
It's normal to not look that.
Yeah. But first of all, follow the law, man. Second of all.
I was an undercover cop.
Second of all.
Joke's on you.
You could have done a pick me up for a 30-something year old woman right then, being like, I need to see your ID and being like, do you?
Are you sure that you qualify for this NyQuil? I mean, this Equate version of NyQuil?
Yeah, if you say so, you know, but no, he missed opportunity.
He would get an amazing review.
Yeah, I would have totally QR coded that.
That guy.
Yeah.
But now you're about ready to slash the tires.
Yeah.
Slash his jazzy tires.
Totally.
So, but yeah, so that was just this morning.
Oh, fresh on the mind. You do have beautiful eyes.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Disney. Let's get on to it.
Okay.
So we asked you guys your takes on Disney adults.
Mm-hmm. And I put like, do you want to confess something? Are you one? And like I said, we just went to Disney World. And honestly, the funnest time I went to Disneyland was in college. We were all, you know, over 18.
Yep.
And we were just having so much fun with
it. We were so poor.
We were, oh my gosh. We were like sleeping on the floor of a hotel.
Yep.
And it's not a joke. It's not. And we literally had a cooler in the hotel room where we kept peanut butter jelly and slices of bread.
And carrots.
And so that we could make a little PBJ.
Yeah.
And then put it in like our purse and then bring it with us in.
And then the parking lot of our hotel was like right next to a McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
So we did McDonald's breakfast every day.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have one roommate who someone walked by with like some really yummy smelling food and we were eating our
PB&J,
you know, seventh peanut butter and jelly sandwich or whatever. And she kind of got mad.
What the crap are we doing?
Like, what are we doing?
This is very magical.
This is giving me diarrhea. Like, I cannot keep doing this, you guys. And we're like, buy some food.
Go for it.
I just can't. You just barely made it here.
Maxed out over here.
Because we stopped in Vegas and stayed at the scariest hotel of our lives with a homeless person camped at our car.
I need to repost that episode because it's lost somehow.
It is lost.
The Wild West lived up to its name.
But it was one of the funnest times.
Like, we were having so much fun.
Yeah.
And so I get being a Disney adult going there without kids.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and now it's really fun to take kids. Uh-huh. But put your expectations low as far as their stamina and behavior sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Because you look around and you see a lot of parents scolding children and children crying because they're exhausted and overstimulated. And you're like, happiest place on earth, happiest place on earth. Wow. There's a really strong marketing campaign because they like, look around.
Speaking of PR codes.
Yeah.
Like they use. I can't right now.
So this listener, she's more on the pro side.
She likes to be a Disney adult.
Yes, because this is what she said. We have no children. Their first time to Disneyland was in 2019 for a 5K. They got – let's talk about that later.
The Disney Marathon.
The Disney Marathons. I just – well, first of all, marathon. You had me at marathon. And when I say you had me, like you had me –
You didn't
have me at marathon because I'm not running a marathon of any kind. I could run a 5K.
A Disney 5K I could do.
Right. Anyway.
You do it anyway when you're there.
But the Disney Marathon is – crazy to me.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, do they give you free food? Do they give you free entrance? I'm not sure.
No,
I basically walked a Disney Marathon at Epcot this year twice. So anyway, this listener said they got season passes. They went in July. They went in July and then they went in November for the Wine and Dine 10K.
Okay.
Wine and Dine and 10K seem like a bad mix.
Yeah.
Speaking of diarrhea. And then she said they went in 2020, January and February just for fun.
Wow.
No kids. Each trip was 6 days.
Whoa.
Yeah. Three times with their camper at FT Wilderness. Do you know what that is?
They have like a campsite on Disney grounds.
Disneyland.
Oh, it's Disneyland?
No, is it Disneyland?
At Disney, I know for sure at Disney World they have some kind of campground.
Oh, do they?
Maybe Disneyland too.
Okay.
I just know that I saw some signs.
Oh, okay. So I'm guessing that's what she's talking about. She said, we had a blast as our early to mid 50-year-olds.
All by themselves,
that many times. But she said, it got her out of some serious funk from years of trying to have kids.
Yeah.
As soon as they pulled into the property, it was as if there wasn't a care in the world.
Oh.
Healed her heart and worth every penny. But she wanted to give a quick money tip. They let you take food in, obviously.
Yes.
So they did. But when camping,
Lunchables.
They only ate one meal a week outside of their camper.
Okay.
Probably the campground's so close that you could pop over and get your food, right?
Yeah.
When in their hotels, they utilized their fridge and their cooler, boiled eggs, cut up veggies, fruit, cheese, and yogurt. It was work. But for less than $1,500 per week, which was including the food, the gas, campsite, or hotel, she said, counseling is just as much for not as much fun.
Therapy or Disney. I would choose Disney over therapy.
Yeah. And it's interesting to me because, you know, I think the whole infertility thing, going somewhere with kids could be really – like where there are a lot of kids actually could be really hard and triggering because you're seeing families and you're seeing kids. But for her, she didn't feel that way.
Well, if you see, you know, your other friends and family who are always taking their kids to Disney, you're like, why wouldn't I – I can still do that.
Yeah.
Right? I don't have to wait until I have
kids. Maybe she took it as that. Maybe she was like, you know what? And at this point,
and that was probably empowering and it was healing and all those things. Do you know what? Bringing a trailer is actually a really good idea. I don't have a trailer. Maybe I wish I did.
Yeah.
But Spencer's family at one point, his grandparents had a motorhome and they all did a big Disney World trip. And the grandparents just parked their motorhome in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And
in the parking lot of Disney?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if they still let you do that.
I don't know. But they that way, like if someone had a teensy baby,
yeah,
they would just go to the trailer. Because sometimes that's harder to get back to the hotel even,
yeah,
depending on where you stay.
Right.
Or someone needed a snack. Or someone
a nap
needs just a minute, you know? They could go hang in the trailer and then get right back because they're just a few parkings, you know, aisles away.
And that is one thing that Disney, well, first of all, it's terrible, but it's genius of them. They don't provide a lot of places for you to find solace. They don't. Unless you buy food. Uh-huh. There's places to sit at restaurants.
They are money-making geniuses.
Other than that, like, there's not a grassy area.
We had a listener write in and said her sister worked at Disney World, Magic Kingdom. She said one day she was working the register and there were about six people in line. Someone walked right up to the front of the line and demanded to be checked out before all these people. Mm-hmm. And she told them, you're going to have to wait in line.
Right.
As you do. The person threw a fit, and said their feet hurt and they didn't want to wait in line and it wasn't fair to them to have to wait.
Newsflash, everyone's feet hurt. Get in the back of the line, bubble.
She told them again to wait in line and the person dropped their goods on the floor and walked away in a huff. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And she said how odd it was for a grown woman wearing Mickey ears on a shirt that had the castle on it with the words magic happens.
Yeah.
It's like how unmagical can you be?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? The foot pain. Honestly, my feet hurt so bad this last trip.
It's worth getting a real nice pair of shoes. I can't believe the people I see walking in some
flip-flops or something.
The big thing now, too, is to get a real cute Disney outfit, like Disney-themed
Disney
outfit.
Disney bounding, that's what it's called.
Oh, is it?
Yes, which doesn't make sense.
And, like, even your girls kind of had, like, their outfits. And your one daughter, we're in Florida. It was hot. Gosh. And she found this mini sweatshirt, and it was adorable. She did not want to take it off.
No, and finally, three-quarters of the day through, I was like, I'm dying in my T-shirt. I need you to take that off so you don't pass out.
So, because I'm not dealing with heat stroke.
Yeah.
I actually said something to her because she was starting to like roll up the sleeves a little bit. And I was like,
don't be a hero here.
Yeah. I was like, I know it's cute. Tie it around your waist and it'll still show. And so she's like, yeah, you're probably right. But it's hard when you've put this together, this ensemble, this, what did you call it? Disney bounding?
Disney bounding
thing.
It's where you, because you can't, you're as an adult, you're not allowed to wear the full costume.
Correct.
Can you imagine if that was allowed?
Yeah.
It would be like Comic-Con. Chaos. It would be Comic-Con.
Yeah. Maybe there is a Disney Comic-Con.
I'm sure there is. But you can't do it in the parks because it would be really
Well, it confuses confusing. Kids. So you're not supposed to wear the full garb because then people will be running up to you thinking you're Cinderella, which is probably what you want if you're in a full Cinderella outfit.
But Disney doesn't want that because they want like real trained employees with the actual costume. And not
potential pedophiles or crazy people.
Or people who've just gotten it on Amazon. It doesn't look quite right.
There was one girl that I saw, though, that was probably your oldest daughter's age.
Oh my gosh. Are you talking about Anna? The girl dressed as Anna. She had red hair.
Yes.
And she was taller than me.
Yeah.
And she was in a full Anna costume, but she was a teen. And so I think they let it slide.
Right.
But I'm like,
it was off-putting. Like, I was like, this is a little,
it's a little old. Maybe she's tall for her age and she just wanted to be a princess at Disneyland. And she's like, I got this my last time. I'm probably going to be allowed to do this.
Yeah,
this
she looked like she'd been to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, you know?
And she's like, listen, I want to, kind of like all of us, we just want to relive the magic one more time.
Yeah, and that's what's funny is I keep looking at girls' dance dresses these days, and they are going way cash. And I think a lot of times I'm like, that's nice. Like, don't
keep it simple.
But then here's the thing. You have very few opportunities in your life.
Have a princess moment.
To have like a glam moment, unless you become famous. And so like get kind of a statement dress, work it, have your princess moment there, or else you will be
dressing
5'8" at Disneyland wearing a full blown Anna costume, you know? So like own it at prom, homecoming, all the things, all the little night to remembers that you do as you're growing up, wear the fun dress, you know? Because you just don't have a lot of opportunities for that. And I think a lot of people then go, well, I didn't get to do it, so I want to do it now. But like my husband, husband wouldn't even walk by me if
if you wore a gown.
Yeah. Or if I was like way too much, you know, I wear ears and I have like a Mickey hat with like a little Mickey Mouse on it or whatever, and some things like that.
So Magic Kingdom shirt. I think all the ears are cute and I think it's super fun to see all the different types of ears and like which ones would I want or whatever. We've just got some basic ones, just basic mini, you know, keeping it classic. But I saw a lot of men wear.
That's an ick for me.
Like, I was like a gift shop and I was like seeing, I'm like, would you even wear this, Spencer?
Yeah.
He's like, I would not wear any sort of Disney headwear. And it's not
A hat.
It's not even, even the hat.
Yeah. He's like, that's not going to be my go-to. If he's I'm going to buy a hat,
I'm not going to buy a full
49ers hat.
Yeah. If I'm going to buy a hat that I only wear for like 3 days every 3 years, I was like, no, I'll just go get a hat that I really like a Utah Jazz.
Right.
And, because I'm like, I mean, lots of guys are wearing these hats. I mean, do you want to be part of the merch? Because all my kids, we got them each like, my son had like Star Wars sweatshirts for Star Wars Land. And my girls had like a Minnie and Mickey sweatshirts. And I had a shirt that was Minnie Mouse. And I kept seeing young girls, wear like five-year-olds wearing the same shirt as me. And I was like.
Because you probably did buy it in the kids section.
I bought the biggest size. But I was like, oh, I guess this is not like a grown-up shirt.
Yeah.
But he's just like, I just can't. I'm like, you wouldn't wear the wizard – the pointy wizard hat with Mickey ears. I feel like that's the man equivalent.
Oh my gosh.
But if you are a Disney adult man, I would guess that you're leaning in at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Because then I don't think you would be like planning these trips.
Right. Well, for instance, this listener, she graduated with a girl, kind of a friend, maybe acquaintance.
Okay.
That is a Disney adult in the way that we're talking about. She was always into Disney. Her birthday posts were always a different Disney movie theme each year.
Okay.
When she got engaged, it was at Disneyland in front of the castle.
Okay.
Even the ring box was a Cinderella carriage.
Wow. Okay.
Her entire wedding was Disney themed. At her bridal shower, each table was a different Disney princess movie.
Now, listen, I'm going to go ahead and have a confession. I had a bridal shower that had kind of like a Disney princess theme, but it wasn't. Do you recall this?
I threw a bridal shower that was a Disney princess theme.
So you guys, like I said, we're not dogging on people. We are the people. But go on with the submission and we'll come back to that
in a minute. Thanks for reminding me of that, because I don't want to call everybody else out and not admit my own, you know.
We're not hypocrites.
Anyway, she said at her bridal shower, each table, was a different princess movie. She wore all white with Mickey Mouse ears and a shirt that said Disney Bride.
At the shower. I was thinking the wedding.
Her wedding colors were red and yellow. Ketchup and mustard for classic Mickey.
Yeah.
Her bridesmaids wore red dresses with white polka dots and yellow shoes.
Oh, like Minnie. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Their honeymoon was at Disney World.
Uh-huh.
She said, I love Disney. Don't get me wrong, but even this is too much for me. That's what this listener said. So, yeah, I mean, aren't we glad she found her person?
Yeah, because that he's willing to take her to Disney.
And not only that, like the carriage ring box. And he knows, on board.
He knows. And he gets it.
He's all in on her and Disney. And he's just as much of a fan, probably. Uh-huh. And yeah, I mean, I threw a Disney bridal shower for one of my best friends. She listens. She'll hear this. It was, I thought, very cute. We didn't like, I'm trying to remember, like, with decoration. We were poor. We were only like 19.
Mm-hmm.
So what it was my mom had a waffle iron that was Cinderella. Like, so it imprinted like the Cinderella carriage. So we thought it would be cute to do brunchy breakfast foods and do these little Cinderella waffles. And then what we did was we told the guests to like theme their gifts.
Yes. So this is kind of like what mine was like.
So one girl chose Beauty and the Beast, and she got her like a bathroom mirror. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know what I mean? And got like stuff.
Or like Cinderella, like I got cleaning supply, like, you know, stuff for like the house.
Yes.
And then Mulan, they got me a geisha costume. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, like Sleeping Beauty, they got stuff for like their bedroom or their bed. You know what I mean? So it was actually
pillowcases from your registry or whatever.
Yeah. So it was just a fun way to do it. It's not like we made everyone dress up in princess costumes or anything like that. But hey, maybe people will be like, even that's too much for me.
Yeah. But there wasn't like tons of decorations, and there wasn't like games. Like, we didn't play Disney Scene It, you know, or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was just more of a fun way to give people direction on their gifts and make it fun. Okay. There's a listener that wrote in and said, her sister-in-law's sister is just obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
She admits that she occasionally does that thing where she tries to guess how much money they make.
Occasionally. Don't we all kind of play that game, especially with the Instagram world, when we see people like in Bora Bora, and the next thing you know, they're like, do they have a job? Does her husband have a job?
Oh, I thought you said jab. Like,
do they have a job? I said with an accent.
Do they have a job? You kind of like start to wonder, like OnlyFans, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. Like, once again, no judgment. I'm still like debating on my calf one.
Tiffany Jenkins, that does Juggling with the Jenkins. She's like a comedian and Instagrammer. Mm-hmm. There was one that she did where she's like, I'm not trying to judge you. Like, are you guys stripping on the side? Because how are you affording all these farmhouse decorations? Like, because
she's like trying to redecorate the house.
Yeah, and she was like, I'm not judging. I just want to know. Like,
she's like, all I wanted was a bed bench.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on, ladies? Yeah. What are you doing on the side here? So she goes, yeah, I'm trying to figure out how much money they make because of – it's insane how often they go. And just next level on the Disney attire. Mm-hmm. They went – or she goes, she went recently and those embroidered sweatshirts are $80, no joke. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Don't get me started on Loungefly. And I know Allison got a moment. No, I'm not saying people are bad. I'm saying
the amount of people that have like a collection of –
text me your OnlyFans account.
Yeah.
I'll help support if I can. And because those bags are really fun. And they seem good quality, genuine leather.
They are. We bought one.
And she said, the Mickey Mouse bedding, going to Disney on Ice for her one-year-old, let's be honest, doesn't care, nor does he know what's going on.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, it's like a contest to be the most committed, and they bring it up a lot of how big of fans Disney adults are.
Yeah. I think that's what perpetuates it in general.
They get each other riled up.
Everybody wants to be the biggest like Disney fan or Disney
you
go. Adult.
You went twice this year? I went five times.
Are you in Club 33? Is that what it's called?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, Club 33, crazy.
I'm actually surprised at how many people near me living in northern Utah that have season's passes. So she was saying they're astounded by how often they go.
Yeah.
They probably are season pass holders.
Yeah.
And they go once a quarter. or more.
That's crazy.
Disney, I enjoyed myself, but I was getting a little mad.
Okay.
Because, well, A, like when you're standing at the rope and they're like, everyone who's on Disney property gets to come in 30 minutes early. So you're looking like the E-deck of the Titanic.
I was going to say, if there is like a Titanic vibe there.
We're trapping you down here. And you're just like.
And you're watching people, and you've just got, skip to Malou in there.
Yeah. And go to a Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. If you're anything like my family, you kind of create a strategy.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, we've got to hit this ride. And the first ride we're going to go to is the one that gets the crazy line. So you guys got to get there right at the beginning. And so you're like, I'm going to get to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And then you just watch like 1,200 people walk past you heading straight there. And you're sweating. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is not going to work.
Pick up the pace, kids. Pick up the pace.
This is not going to work because they haven't even let the rope go.
Yeah.
You're standing there. They're shaming us for not wanting to drop the extra dollars.
It's all about, like Andy and I were saying, like it's seriously just a money game. Like mm-hmm. you pay to have a better experience. It's kind of sad.
You do.
I mean, we went just recently. We stayed on property. Again, mm-hmm. work trip. And then if you want fast passes, you pay for the fast passes.
Oh, yeah. So you're sitting there and you're like in the longest line ever. Your feet are hurting and people are kind of cruising up. And you're like, oh, well, they got Genie Pass or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that was an extra $20 per person. Yeah. And you're like, oh my gosh.
And my husband's
kind of. And you got a family of five.
Yeah. And my husband's over here like, you know what? We don't come that often. We're Genie Passing because I want to have fun. And I don't want to sit in line and I get anxious and uh-huh. I want to just do this.
You know? You can only play Heads Up so much. And
yeah. Britt, I had Heads Up on my phone and I was playing Heads Up with the kids.
Disney trivia after a while, they just keep repeating the same questions. So this listener writes in and just like, yeah, quote unquote, happiest place on earth. She's just saying a place that I would like to go is with no crowds, lines, overpriced things. She's like, that is not it.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't even hate Disney. Like I'm saying, like I really enjoyed my time there. Yeah. But then when you kind of like, yeah, you feel
step
like you're slumming
little.
It with the pose behind that rope. And
it didn't used to be that way. Everyone just kind of went in.
We were all equal. Yeah. We were all equal. Like this classes. This class segregation is like, wow, those guys on that 90s commercial, they did not know how it felt to be lower class citizens at Disney World. And she's like, I would just rather vacation on an island or in the mountains. Mm-hmm. You know, Disney's fun for a couple of days. She said her husband's work paid for a week in Disney World, which was really sweet. But she goes, their favorite day was the day they rented a boat and went fishing out on the ocean and played on the beach.
Yeah.
If you go on a vacation to relax, which I would guess is a lot of people's goal, it's not it.
Yeah.
It's not it. But if you're going there to feel like a kid again, or if you want to feel like a kid again, then that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, it's fun to watch it through your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And see them get so excited.
Yeah.
You know? And so, and then we all are just in a marketing trap and that's okay. And I know it and I accept it. So,
why do you think, we talked about how you're like healing your inner child.
Yeah.
I also was just going to get your opinion. I have my thoughts on why do you think this generation, millennials, seem to be the ones that have just really created this Disney frenzy as becoming a Disney adult, attending multiple times a year, wearing the outfits.
Because we were the first generation of like real Disney fandemonium.
Well, and I also think it was Disney revival in the 90s. So before Little Mermaid, there was like a big period of time where the Disney animation was like not hitting. They didn't have the fun songs. They didn't have the cool, fun voices. And then Little Mermaid hit and it just kind of started this big thing. Aladdin, Lion King.
Of these like Broadway-worthy songs.
And you had celebrities in the mix.
And animation really got good.
Yeah. And VCR.
Yeah.
So you could get to the end of those credits when Celine Dion finishes Tale as Old as Time, just rewind it and start again. Mm-hmm. And you'd be lying if you said you didn't do that.
Right.
Because you just
that's true.
Watched.
The invention of VCR, because before that you didn't have like movies. If it happened to be on TV, that's what you watched.
Yeah.
So
you became kind of, that was like a good chunk of your childhood is these movies and these songs. They were coming out on soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
They were coming into your home so much. Whereas the generation before didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
So they're not as obsessed.
Right.
We're obsessed.
It's just like comfort food or comfort. Mm-hmm. It's a comfort thing. So there's movies that even now, you know, when you watch with your kids, you're like, I don't know when.
Oh my gosh, I love Little Mermaid.
I don't know how.
Yeah. I mean, I got like a little misty the first time I went on the Little Mermaid ride.
Yeah.
Because it just brought up those feelings.
Of being a little girl.
Yeah.
And being comfortable in your house and, you know, being just swept watching. Up in the magic.
Yeah.
Well, this listener she feels that should be left in the past. She says, oh boy, she says, what's a nice way of saying grow the H up?
It's okay. Sometimes you got to hear hard truth.
Right. And it applies to me too. So I'm taking it in.
Like I said, we were the bridal shower weirdos.
And okay. Then she said, listen, it's meant for kids. And she thinks it's a wonderful place to take your kids. But emphasis on take your kids. Mm-hmm. She feels like the only reason Disney adults exist is because they haven't been happy since they were a kid. And they're trying to find that sprinkle of magic to make them think they're happy. Ugh, this sounds so mean, she said. She knows Disney adults. She has friends and family. Uh-huh. And she loves them. Uh-huh. But she just
you kind can of, love troubled people.
She said she just kind of thinks they need to get a life. She said, and if you own multiple Disney merch items and frequently wear it when you are not at Disneyland, okay, uh-huh. She's going to judge you. And she asked that I make this sound nicer.
Allison's really softened her voice. If you can't hear, she thinks you're lame and she's going to judge you. She's sprinkling the pixie dust on this comment. Oh. Yeah.
And I don't know how – I just – the way she worded it though, I'm
if
like,
you wear that
I can't
–
it's going to take the funny out of it if I like take too much out of it. And so she definitely thinks there's a line. Mm-hmm. And I think mm-hmm. we all just need to keep ourselves in check a little bit. Uh-huh. And she's not wrong, you know?
Kind of like that first listener that wrote in, if that's your form of therapy, I guess do what you need to do mm-hmm. to bring joy into your life.
Right. This kind of goes along with like the opposite. So you go to Disney and you kind of want to
like have that,
have that moment. I think sometimes we get disappointed and that's what this one is about.
Okay. So this listener said that she loves Disney. When she was 19, she went with her family and really wanted to get as many character signatures as possible.
Okay.
That was such a thing.
Apparently my husband's stepdad, when he went as adult, because I don't think he went ever as a child. Kid, uh-huh. And he that was like his thing.
Really?
He had the autograph book. Like they said that was his mission. He was just off. Like wow. He grown man. Like I think he thought they were going to be worth something.
Or, these I don't are the know. Beanie Babies.
But
Disneyland.
I wasn't there. But apparently they all give him some guff because he was like this. And he is 6'4".
Oh my gosh.
You know, this grown man.
He was trying to heal.
Yeah.
Because
he never
you,
went.
You know those kids that came to school at Show and Tell.
With their autograph
book. With their autograph book.
With their Splash Mountain picture.
And the autograph book was like kind of puffy. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like
squishy.
Puffy plastic.
Yeah.
And then there was like paper inside of that notebook.
Mickey's hand was on the.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there were some varieties, but that's really what I'm picturing.
Yeah.
And you know, they're like, I got Minnie and I got Belle and I got, and you were just, yeah, maybe you'd never been to Disney and yeah, you're feeling like the second class citizen there at class.
Yeah.
And so he's going to get those signatures.
Yeah.
This listener was much like your father-in-law mm-hmm. and was ready to go. So she went through the Royal Hall 3 or 4 times to get the princess's signatures. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of disappointed with how they treated her. Oh, man. Oh, well, Cinderella, you know better than that.
It's because, yeah, they're like, this is for kids. But now there's more adults there. So
they
need
treat
to,
them. Yeah. I think we didn't go to any character lines. So I don't know how they're treating adults these days. But I would say they better step up their game and make it magical for the adults because they were half the people that were in line.
Well, we went to a character breakfast. Mm-hmm. I feel like I shouldn't even say these things.
No, you should, because for every comment we do that makes fun of a Disney adult, we can admit that there's some behavior.
I had children with me. We had a character breakfast mm-hmm. and with Mickey and Minnie. It's mm-hmm. a big deal. And mm-hmm. and
the guys.
And Minnie was like doing her like big hand motions and was like motioning. And my kids are weirded out by the characters. It's weird.
Yeah,
my kids
like
have
mascots.
Never. Yeah, they kind of are like always a little side-eyeing and they're uh-huh. always like trying to keep the distance. And so I like skipped over to Minnie, like to be, because here you are a person dressed up as a mouse, and
if
you're trying
if no
to
one's
keep the energy
into it, wow, you're gonna be.
I feel I have that. We don't know what it's called. We've talked about it on the podcast before, but I like immediately put myself in their shoes, and I'm like, that would be hard if you're not getting anything back.
Uh huh. So I'm gonna give it back.
So she got all excited back at me.
I'm gonna match Minnie's energy.
Yeah. So she got all excited back at me, and she was like, "Oh," and like hugged me. Uh-huh. And then while we were taking the picture, she was like rubbing my shoulder, like.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I was like, "We're vibing.
Oh
we're vibing."
Gosh.
I brought up the energy a bit. Uh-huh. Showed my kids, it's fine. It's fun.
It's like a guy from Ohio that's like 5'5". That's like his costume that he could fit in.
Really though, it could have been a man, and he was just getting gropey.
I love this lady. Okay, so anyway, they didn't treat her great, and she felt like they were disgusted that an older girl would come talk to them.
Okay. Tell me what characters these were again.
She just said the princesses.
Okay.
And she tried to ask them fun questions, like mm-hmm. give them the energy, like, where's Flynn Rider today?
Yeah. That's what they're hired to do.
Yeah. And
for all intents and purposes, you are Rapunzel today.
Yeah,
so you better
yeah.
have answers and you uh-huh. better be prepared to be Rapunzel.
And she said they would respond out of character and say, like, not here. Rapunzel would never. She'd be like, I see the grass, the dirt, just like I dreamed they'd be. But you are not what she dreamed you would be, no. Rapunzel.
I would have ripped off her weave and been like,
fake.
Faker.
She goes, I do realize how ridiculous this sounds.
Don't worry. Apparently, we've got your back. We're like mad for you.
We were on
it.
We were on board with you. Like, I just really wish Rapunzel would have given me more, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. She's going to heal her inner child.
Yeah.
Or she has expectation. And then to be let down after that is hard.
She said that same trip, her 28-year-old brother convinced her to take an energy pill because we've got a Disney so hard.
Rope drop.
All rope drop. Day. Mm-hmm. What is that? Like a 5-hour energy B. She's going to have multiple 5-hour energies.
Yeah.
Those B12 vitamins that you get at the dollar store checkout.
Have you bought those?
No, I've just seen them. I feel
like they're not FDA approved. But that's just me thinking out loud.
She said it was her first time taking that much caffeine. And she thought she was going to have a heart attack. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Between the excitement of seeing the princesses.
Can you imagine the guilt that Rapunzel would have felt?
If you would have dropped
dead. If she had dropped dead at a heart attack and that's how she treated you.
It might be worth it.
Yeah. Just to see the look on her dumb face. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. If you're going on rides plus like heart pound, that actually probably was kind of dangerous.
Speaking of.
Luckily, you're walking off that energy tenfold. Yes.
We were talking about the Splash Mountain picture. Mm-hmm. I was always like jealous of the families that had like the big Splash Mountain picture up at their house. I've always kind of wanted one. Mm-hmm. So last time we went to Disney World, Splash Mountain, my kids wouldn't go. They were too scared. But they were littler. And then this year we went, they have it closed down because they're redoing it to make it PC.
Yeah.
And so we didn't get to ride it. So I still really want a Splash Mountain picture, a physical one for some reason. Uh-huh. Again, going back to childhood, because I always thought it was fun to see people's.
And everyone's funny faces.
Yeah.
My face is always hidden.
Oh my gosh. On Splash Mountain because you're ducking down. Because you're scared.
Yeah.
We have the most horrific picture of Britt and I on Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs train. It
Did
looks like we are on like a horrific thrill ride. It's a tiny roller coaster. I don't know.
Not tiny. Okay?
Our faces look like monsters. Like I can't figure out at what point in the ride was that scary
it's
that we did that face.
That one big drop at the end.
It's when we went at night. Uh-huh. And so there's a flash too. So I think they have to flash to get your face.
So then you're surprised by that.
Yeah. I've never in my life made that face. I don't think. I've never seen you make that face.
I hope.
But I almost like don't want anyone to see it.
But it was like Britt and I were like, what in the world? We look so scared. And the children that are riding with us, our children, don't even look very fazed.
And our faces are like, ah! Like it was the weirdest thing. Anyway, I screenshotted it. I might post it.
It's fine. It's whatever.
We're not falling on the sword.
When have we ever been like our brand is hotness? You know what I mean? Like,
or our brand is like we care what people think about us.
We're like what we look like. Probably never. So
our brand is we make you feel better about yourself.
In a lot of ways.
So anyway,
a listener wrote in and said, "I don't get why people do their honeymoon at Disney." She's like, this is not the vibe you want, right? For your honeymoon.
I come home
exhausted.
Not in a honeymoon mood, if you know what I'm saying.
Like, I mean, at the end of the day.
Yeah, end of the day. You're stinky, sweaty, hot. Mm-hmm.
Dogs
are barking, and you've been eating a lot of gas-inducing foods if you've been eating in the park, let's be honest. Uh-huh. So yeah, that doesn't scream honeymoon to me.
And like romance, no.
Right. Mm-hmm. But hey, whatever, man. Some people might find that different. And then like I just feel people watching is wonderful there.
Oh, absolutely.
If you can find a bench, it's fun to sit.
While you're waiting in line for 65 minutes, you can people watch plenty.
Right, right. All right. Well, we hope you guys had a magical time with us this week.
I know. Whether you're a Disney adult or whether you do not like Disney adults, and maybe you are a little bit of both.
Here's the thing, really quick. I am all about doing whatever lights you up.
Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah. And as long as it's legal and healthy for you, you know?
So like maybe bring not. Others down.
Yeah. If it doesn't affect anybody else super negatively and you aren't like hurting yourself. Okay. So let's just put that little asterisk right there. But anyway, I'm all about like doing whatever lights you up, even if people want to judge you or whatever, that's fine. But if you're going to be a Disney adult, you may get a little bit of judgment. You may get a little bit of heat.
So you have to be able to
be secure in it.
And also poke a little fun at yourself.
Yes.
And just remember.
Someday you'll laugh about this.
Well, I hope that we were able to help you kind of travel down memory lane a little bit too with that Disney commercial. Mm-hmm. And that was part of the previews on those ones that you would watch over and over.
Yeah.
So it's like burned into your memory.
Well,
Larry.
Yeah. Larry. Well, maybe we'll post a clip of that too. I'll do a little slide.
So also when I saw that post on Instagram, someone commented and said, I'm the kid that's giving the monologue. People were like, oh my gosh,
that is my serious? Favorite thing. When people post old things and then the person
like emerges,
enters the chat, you're like, stop it.
And he goes, it was actually, they had the whole monologue for me. I memorized it. My mom worked with me on it. And then they ended up wanting to change the lines.
Oh no.
And he goes, and I was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't switch over. So they just said, fine, run with what you memorized.
Yeah.
And so that was the original script.
He's like, I'm not George Clooney over here. What do you expect from me?
Yeah, he's like,
I'm a child actor.
Barely read.
My mom's making me be here. Do I get free tickets to Disney? Yeah. Like, is that part of this? 'Cause that's all I really care about.
We have a favor.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've noticed this, Allison, but we had a troll come in and give us a 1-star review.
But no review?
No actual comments. So that's how I know it's a troll.
Yeah.
If someone were to be like, I just hate this so much,
that would be the absolute worst.
Yeah, then that would be more legit.
Yeah.
Because they're giving a reason behind the scathing review.
Right.
But no, they just clicked one and left. So we have.
That sounds like a really fun way to live life.
Do you know what? They need to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
That person.
Mm-hmm. And heal that inner child.
But anyway, so we used to have like a totally straight across 5-star rating. That was our average. That one star took us to 4.9.
Wow.
So will you guys please
look
go
what
and just
one mean face
one
can do.
Bad apple can rot the whole barrel, you guys, and this is real.
Just like on Snow White.
Exactly. So would you guys just hop on and do the 5 stars?
Like, yeah.
Just if I think a couple more would just bring us back up to having this straight across 5 stars.
But only if you really feel that way about it.
Yeah, we
us.
Don't want you to be disingenuous.
Yeah.
So just if you're in the mood to help out, mm-hmm. we need to fight against this troll, these people.
All right, you guys. And okay. And by the way, if you want to leave a 1-star review, at least have the guts.
Well, yeah, just you can tell us why if you do want to leave 1-star. That's fine. It's just
have the guts to tell us why.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
At the dance competition, they were like the grand champion, and I was like, I turned to the mom and I was like, grand champion, the most beautiful horses in the world. They actually communicate better and do better when they travel.
Oh, I thought you were saying because of Disney, and I'm like, we are Whoa. Healing hearts, we Walt. Are healing the world. Yeah, he gives me a flyer with a PR code and his name on it, and he's like, if you could give a great
you
review,
just said PR code.
Oh my
again.
Gosh. Okay, well obviously, someone hand me like some kind of upper.
Oh my gosh. Look at that.
It looks
so
good.
Structurally
it
sound.
Looks good. Mom, I really feel bad. You didn't have to do that.
Rubber band.
Mom was getting so.
That looks
this
great.
Thing is so.
Hit somebody now
it's okay. I want my kids to look alive.
They look pretty stable.
They look good.
Okay, set aims on there and see if it'll hold its weight.
See if you can like send them down the hall.
They want people barely hanging on at Disney and just living on a wing and a churro.
I need the ice cream dilly bar. I need the Mickey shaped dilly bar.
I need the popcorn. I need the whatever, you know, because that's the only place to find solace.
Hit a C.
That probably is a C.
That actually is.
Done.
Oh, is home. I think that's a C. C, D, E, F, G, A.
Did you see if we can hit the A?
Whoa. Now go down.
Okay.
C, B, A,
G, E. No, F, E.